Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is the Out Like a Lamb edition of Campus Connection for Thursday, March 30th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great, thank you. Let's begin our conversation today with music, specifically OSU's initiative with Tulsa Symphony.
Yeah, the OSU Music Department has renewed a very unique partnership. I think there's only one or two more like this in the country. That places graduate students in the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra. It's, of course, a great opportunity for our students to gain experience playing with the main stage concerts. This year we have five string students in the program, thanks to the Patty Johnson Wilson Foundation for providing financial support for this program. This program was the first in the nation, and we expect it to become even more popular, especially when OSU opens the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts in 2019 with the New York Philharmonic, and establishes a residency program with them. So, exciting! It's an exciting program.
Burns, the world is literally coming to Stillwater this weekend.
It is. It is. We, of course, have a large international student body here. Actually have students from 120 countries around the world. As a land-grant university, we share our knowledge with universities around the world, and we also welcome students to our campus. Anyhow, the big international celebration is the International Student Organization Cultural Night, which will be on Friday and Saturday night. It's the biggest international event of the year. We do have several, but this is the big one. And Saturday's final event will be streamed on O-State TV beginning at 7 p.m. It will attract viewers, of course, from all over the world as family and friends tune in to watch the competition. So we'll have performances from different countries and cultures from all over the world. It'll be a wonderful evening.
And finally, Burns, another big event gets underway this morning on the Stillwater campus.
It does, and this is another fine program we have for our Native American students. It's the opening ceremony of what's known as the Nike N7 Youth Movement Field Day, which encourages Native American students to participate in sports and physical activity. Ann and I are welcoming more than 350 youth for this busy day of activity. And then our OSU student athletes, as well as other students, are helping organize and run the event. It's an event built on the idea that sport has the power to really unleash human potential. And physical activity and active lifestyle promotes more than just exercise. It leads to greater self-confidence. And I'm excited that we have this opportunity for our Native American students, as the university who usually, most every year, graduates more Native Americans than any other university.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.